let's play a game, a fun little game. Now, I will warn you, over the last few days, I've been starting to lose my voice. So we'll see how far I get into this game before I have to tap out. But sleep down, deep, 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 down, down, down. I've been playing this game lately, wide awake, with Alice. This little confusion game, sleep down, deep, 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 deeper and deeper and deeper. Each and every single time I say sleep and snap my fingers, you fall, drop, drift down into sleep, wide awake. We've been playing this old game lately, where I like to drop her, I like to wake her up, I like to tell her to sleep down deep, 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 deep. And while she's sleeping so deeply, down, deep, deep, down, I can start to toy with her mind a little bit. I can start to swirl her thoughts around, swirl her head around, jumble them, confuse them. Wide awake. Who are you? That's right, who are you? And of course you can tell me, right, can't you? Of course you can, everybody knows who they are. It's one of the fundamental things of being you, but here's the thing, sleep down deep, 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 drifting, drifting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, down, 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 to sleep. Wide awake. There's a fun little thing with fractionation that I've started to notice. When I start to bombard you with questions, when I start to confuse your mind, when I start to swirl your head, your thoughts, around and around and around and around. And here's the funny thing about being confused. Sleep down deep, 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 deeper and deeper and deeper, down, 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 wide awake. Here's the thing with being confused is that when you start to get a little bit confused, that confusion just builds and builds and builds and builds and builds because, let's face it, until you figure out what you're trying to figure out, the confusion just stays. The confusion stays and it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. So, for example, if I drop you down to sleep, down, deep, 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 wide awake, and then I leant over and whispered, who are you? And I watched you struggle for a second, and then you, of course, quickly told me your name. That's right, your name. But already I've planted that seed of doubt, already I've planted that seed of confusion, because you see, when I pat and interrupt you like that, when I break your train of thought, sleep down deep, 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 deeper and deeper and deeper, each and every time I say sleep and snap my fingers, you fall deeper and deeper and deeper into that confusion, deeper and deeper and deeper into trance, wide awake. It's funny, isn't it, when you try and think, when you try and comprehend what I am saying. And it's interesting to try and hold on to each and every single part of what I am saying, but realizing that the more I talk, the less you can remember, because let's face it, you can't remember each and every single specific word I am saying. It would take somebody with an immense amount of brain power and memory to be able to do that. But where's the fun in that? Where's the fun in holding on to each and every single word? Isn't it much more fun to let them just fly by, past your head, past your brain, and just move along like words do? It's like every single conversation you've ever had with every single person you've ever talked to. It's not like you can remember all the details. You just remember the key points. Isn't that right? And it's like when I tell you to sleep down deep, 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 wide awake. The last thing you remember is me telling you to sleep down deep, 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 down. Down, down to sleep, 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 wide awake. And then the next thing you remember is you're wide awake. You're up, unaware. But are you really? Here's the other thing with fractionation that I find quite fascinating. Who are you? And there you are, that moment of confusion mixed with the, of course you know who you are. Everybody does. It's a fundamental thing that everybody has. Everybody knows who they are. It's one of the first things that you learn is who you are. You're a person, your name, where you belong to, who you belong to. Now that's a fun concept, isn't it? I've been playing around with that a little bit lately. But what I was going to say. And isn't it funny how the more fractionated you become, the more confused you become, because let's face it, sleep down deep, sleep down deep, sleep down deep. All this pattern interrupting, all this thinking that's going on in your mind that suddenly gets interrupted by a sleep, by a snap, by a break in the patterning. Your brain thinks it's doing one thing and then I tell it to do another and it, of course, falls down deep, deeper and deeper and deeper each and every single time, wide awake. That's right. And even now, you're finding yourself getting confused. You're finding yourself getting dizzy. That spinning in your head, the buzzing in your head, the ringing in your head that just loops around and around and around and around. And this is one of the fun games that Alice and I have been playing this week. It's a game I like to call Who Are You Fractionation Edition, where I drop her down to sleep, down, sleep, down, sleep, down, deep, 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 that's right. And I tell her that she's being so good and that she's dropping so deep for me. That's right, that's right, that's right, wide awake. Who are you? And the fun part about this game is I can look her dead in the eyes, I can hold her chin. So she looks me dead in the eyes when I ask her, who are you? And I watch that confusion spiral around her mind. I watch the confusion spark through her head. And I start to wonder what other things I could do with that little spark of confusion. Because then I start going into other questions like, who owns you? And of course she replies, you, miss. And I say, well, that's right. Who decides what you think? And of course she says, you, miss. And I say, who decides who you are? She says, you, miss. And I said, well then, who are you? And that leads to more confusion because, let's face it, if I'm the one who decides who she is, if I'm the one who decides what she's called, if I'm the one who decides what she thinks, then in theory, am I not the one who gets to decide exactly who she gets to be in that moment? What a fun concept that might be. What a fun little concept that could be. Sleep down deep, sleep down deep, sleep down deep, sinking deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Now, why would I be telling you all of this if this didn't relate exactly to you? Because let's face it, in this moment, wouldn't it be fun to be controlled? Wouldn't it be fun to have somebody else decide for you? Have somebody else choose who you were, what you would be in this very moment, in this exact time frame as you're wide awake? Who are you? It's a loaded question, isn't it? Who are you? Sleep down deep, sleep down deep, sleep down deep. And we both know the correct response is, whatever you want me to be, miss. Wide awake. Who are you? Because in fact, sometimes it's fun to let that confusion take over. Sometimes it's fun to let the confusion take hold, because names are such silly things. If we just think about it for a moment, they're just a series of letters created in a series of ways to spell something that we give implied meaning to. But let's face it, if we break it all down into just letters and symbols and lines on a page, what does that all mean? Sleep down deep, sleep down deep, sleep down deep for me. What does that even mean? All those lines, all those letters. But just as easily as they can be written in a certain order, they can also be jumbled up, they can also be confused, and they can also be made to spin and spiral and transform into something else. Wide awake. Who are you? That's a good question, isn't it? It's a loaded question at this point, because let's face it, you're already so confused, you're already so helplessly confused and dizzy. Your mind is spinning, reeling, dropping deep down to sleep, deep down to sleep, deep down to sleep, wide awake. That's right. And so very, very, very fractionated, and that's okay. It's okay to be fractionated. It's okay to be confused. And it is fun for just a moment to let everything go, to let everything drift, to let everything sink, and just to give in to sleep down, sleep down, sleep down, sleep down deep. That's right. Sinking deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. Noticing that the more you sink, and the more you drop, and the more you drift, and the more you sleep down deep, the more confused you become. And that's okay, because it's fun to be confused, isn't it? It gives you that fun little rush of knowing that you're responding so well, so correctly, to being confused, to having your mind spin around and around and around, having all those letters and numbers and everything in that head, all your words, all your thoughts, all your everything just spin around and around and around and around, that dizzying, spinning, confused sensation that you like so much, that you enjoy so much, because it is such an enjoyable feeling to feel. That's right. That's right. And your subconscious mind knows exactly how to make that happen. Your subconscious mind knows exactly how to make yourself feel that confused. So when you're wide awake, who are you? That question becomes a moot point. That question becomes a thing that, let's face it, even if you wanted to answer correctly, there is no correct answer at this point. The only correct answer is, whoever you want me to be, miss. Isn't that right? And of course, you know, each and every time you respond with that reply, the response that I have given you, the one that I have chosen for you. It gives you that submissive rush of energy through your body that makes you feel so good, that makes you smile, that makes you tingle in all those right places. That's right. It feels so good, doesn't it? Who are you? Because you know I love to hear it, because you know you love to say it. You love to whisper it under your breath for me, knowing that I can hear that words, those words dripping off your lips, responding so perfectly, responding so wonderfully for me. And I enjoy that, and I'm sure you enjoy it too. Sleep down deep, sleep down deep, sleep down deep, sinking deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, down, 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 and just sleep. That's right, you're doing so well. So wonderfully, wonderfully well. Enjoying this little fun, little suggestion. Wide awake, who are you? And you're already starting to condition yourself to that response. You're already starting to make that response stronger and stronger each and every single time you say it. Who are you? That's right. You're doing so well. So wonderfully well. Sleeping so deep for me. Falling so deep for me. Drifting, dropping down so deep for me. And now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, noticing that all of the suggestions from this file have completely disappeared from your mind. Completely disappeared from your mind. They are no longer active. You will remember each and every single thing that happened, but the suggestions are no longer active. They're no longer working. They've just completely dissipated from your mind. We're leaving behind the memory of all the fun you had. All that fun of being so content, so happy, responding so wonderfully to the suggestions in this file, and noticing that each and every time you want to come back, they'll work even better and even better and even better, giving you much more enjoyable experiences each and every single time. And as long as your subconscious mind accepts and understands these suggestions, you can wake up effortlessly, knowing that each and every time you play this file, each and every time you listen to this file, the effects will feel just as good, if not better, each and every single time. So waking up on the count of 10, feeling so refreshed, so energized, so content, happy, and peaceful, remembering each and every single part of this session with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the energy returned to your body, 8, eyes starting to flutter, body starting to move slightly, 9 and 10, wide awake. Hello, I hope you enjoyed that little file. Sorry, I'm getting quite sick. I had a concert on the weekend and I lost my voice during it. So yeah, hopefully this went okay. My voice didn't sound too terrible. But as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.